two men are preparing to endure is inhuman.
You're talking to the other
they call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am because I've done it. What's the difference between you and me? You talk about it, I don't.
You will know that your ass is mine and messed up our lives.
And welcome to the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show.
Holy cow, thank you for that fantastic introduction, Stanley Mack. Of course, I am East Side Dave. I am the East Side Dave in this equation. The son in this equation is Stanley Mack, Stanley McDonald. Another quarantine lockdown show for the Mack boys as we bring the thunder and pain this afternoon to our Money in the Bank special. Stanley Mack, it's time for Money in the Bank.
This is probably after Survivor Series. I feel like that this is becoming like number five or whatever.
You know, I sort of agree with you on that one. I think that Money in the Bank has emerged as definitely one of the most important pay-per-views in the WWE calendar. Because, of course, yeah, you win that money in the bank, then all of a sudden you can cash it in. How about that?
And also, it's always been like a fun, like CM Punk versus John Cena.
That's right.
That was, I think, the best money in the bank. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Let's not forget Seth Rollins cashing in his money in the bank at WrestleMania itself. I believe still to this day, the only time that someone has cashed in at WrestleMania, right?
The only time you are right about that statistics.
How about the man formerly known as Dean Ambrose cashing in and getting after Seth Rollins had just beaten Roman Reigns and he had become champion, and Dean Ambrose then cashes in the money in the bank and beats Seth Rollins. So in one night, all three members of the Shield were WWE champion. How about that?
Yeah, and I think CM Punk is the only person to cast it in and win it two times in a row, although that was...
Oh, right.
That was back when it was still WrestleMania, though.
That's right. Let's not forget Daniel Bryan, one of the participants tonight, is also a former Money in the Bank winner. But, you know, we got a lot to discuss, but of course... The East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show, what we talk about here is the wonderful sport of professional wrestling, but also life itself. How are you doing during the lockdown quarantine? Stanley Mack.
I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Good.
Are you eating properly? Are you eating more candy than ever? I hope not.
Well, not.
ice cream? Does that ever happen every once in a while?
Every once in a while.
All right. I can't really fault you for eating ice cream. How about any of your school? I know your teachers are doing some Zoom meetings with you. How have those been going?
Those have been going good. We're going to do another. The next one's in 2 days.
All right. Listen, you're on top of the world right now. Everyone knows it. Yeah.
Can I make one song? I actually forgot to tell you this, and I realized once we began, so it's too late. But I have a new, but I actually just did a YouTube video.
Oh, fantastic.
That was the, but in that one, though, didn't get messed up this time, so...
You need to send me the link, you nut. Send me the link, all right? Let's go. Let's do this. Listen, Mac, I'd love to sit here and chat all day long, but what they pay us the big money is to do is to give us our official wrestling predictions and prognostications. We should get right into it, don't you think?
Right into the action, right?
All right. Let's go for a match that we believe will be a kickoff show match, but we're going to do it anyway because we like both of these guys. We definitely really like one of them. It's Jeff Hardy versus Cesaro, straight up singles match. Stanley Mac, what are you thinking with this one?
Jeff, how long is Jeff Hardy going to stay in the WWE? That was Matt Hardy left.
Jeff said he wants one last good run. That's what he wants. To me, if I can read between the lines, I'm thinking maybe he would like to be a champion one last time. Maybe WWE, maybe Universal. You know, he said, I want one last really good run in the WWE. So that's what I'm thinking. But, you know, you gotta, hey, it's Money in the Bank, so I'm going to use a ladder analogy, but you got to start on the low rung and you got to keep climbing. And that's what Jeff Hardy has to do. He's got to start off this quote-unquote good run. He's got to beat Cesaro tonight, don't you think?
Imagine if Cesaro won the squash match.
Then that would be a bad sign for Jeff Hardy's one final good run.
Then Jeff, and he retires after that.
That would be a very depressing way to end Jeff Hardy's WWE career. Come on, who do you like? Prediction, let's go.
Prediction, Jeff Hardy, right?
Jeff Hardy, I'm with you. I'd love to be a little,
This match should be on the regular event. Don't put Jeff Hardy on the kickoff.
Well, I agree.
You know, neither Cesaro. Cesaro's really good, too.
Cesaro's good. Cesaro's underrated. But, yeah, Cesaro's good. But I'm 100% in agreement with you, Jeff Hardy.
But Lashley, meanwhile, gets to...
You know what? Unless I'm wrong, I don't see Bobby Lashley in the show tonight at all.
I wouldn't have been surprised if he put him in the Money in the Bank.
Well, we're going to get to both the men's and women's Money in the Bank, but I guess we'll save those for last. Let's go to the Women's SmackDown Championship. Bayley, your Women's SmackDown Champion, versus Tamina. Who thought Tamina would get a championship shot these days, huh?
What's the match?
Bayley versus Tamina.
Bayley, right?
Gosh, I hate to be Mr. Agreeable, but I also see Bayley. Or what could happen is, every once in a while it feels like they're going to finally split Bayley and Sasha up, but then they never quite do it. Maybe tonight's the night. Maybe tonight's the night Sasha does something, costs Bayley the championship. Maybe Sasha stays bad, but Bayley turns to the good side.
Because, she's AJ's, but she's a little, she just hasn't been pulling it off, I feel, as a heel.
Yeah, the thing about it is that, and sometimes maybe, all the meet and greets that the WWE does, which is fantastic, can backfire. Because remember when we met Bayley, me, you, and Jules, Matt yeah. Bailey, who I think I saw walking in the background up the stairs. But when we met Bailey, she was super nice, right? So it's like anytime we see her as a bad guy on TV, we don't quite believe it.
Yeah, that's the thing about, we like the mean greets.
Yeah, no, we do. We love them. I'm just saying that Bailey and Finn Balor were together, remember? And they were so, so gosh darn nice. Yeah. That it's tough to envision them as heels.
And there was only one I feel like that kind of stayed the same. Bret Hart. Bret Hart just kind of felt like Bret Hart to me.
I thought you were going to say Ambrose, Because I don't even think Ambrose smiled. At least Bret Hart smiled for our picture. I don't think Ambrose actually, Dean Ambrose, now known as John Moxley, smiled for his photograph. But that's a good, I like the Bret Hart thing. All right, let's go. So we both, so far, this is very controversial right now because we're both agreeing a lot. We're 2 for 2 on agreeing. I say we go to the fatal four-way tag team match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Boy, that's a long thing to say, huh? Boy, oh boy, can we make it a little bit less words? One match. How many words in one match? Ready? And now a fatal four-way tag team match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. That's like 8 sentences I just said. So this fatal four-way is going to be New Day. They are your SmackDown champions right now. Big E and Kofi versus Miz and Morrison.
Hey, ho, ho, Miz and Morrison.
Are we done? That went on at least 3 chants longer than I was expecting. That felt like we sort of went on a little bit long.
We sort of did the whole.
I feel like we could have edited that down, but you know what? We have passion for that chant. So it's New Day versus Miz and Morrison versus the Forgotten Sons. You'll remember Blake from Wesley Blake from Blake and Murphy. He's in the Forgotten Sons. Versus Lucha House Party, and this is again a championship match. Who do you like?
It's in New Day of the champs.
Yep, you got your champions, New Day, versus Miz and Morrison versus the Forgotten Sons versus Lucha House Party.
You know what, Daddy? Just because I feel like going for an upset, Forgotten Sons.
Whoa! Upset City.
New in the WB? You never know. Maybe this could be a little bit of a upset win for them.
Wow. Okay. We're going to disagree for the first time. But you know what? Even our disagreement, we were thinking along the same lines. And I'm going to tell you something, my little friend. I don't know. I guess they're going to just push Otis and forget about Tucker, or maybe Tucker is injured, and that's why Heavy Machinery isn't in this match. But I was going to say, the Elimination Chamber, okay, to me, the two most impressive teams were Heavy Machinery and actually the Lucha House Party. Quite frankly, I think the upset city will occur. But I'm telling you, I think Lucha House Party is going to finally become tag team champions. They're on a roll, my friend.
See, I feel like that they'll be champions, but I don't feel like that's yet.
What do you know? You have peanut butter for a brain.
Kalisto, Grand Metal Week. I remember you in the Cruiserweight Classic. You like them, right?
Absolutely. Grand Metalik is fantastic. You know what, too? Because you have peanut butter for a brain, you know, one day you should just mix it with a little jelly. Then you have yourself a sandwich. Did you enjoy watching Back to the Future yesterday?
Yeah.
That was something that we did? Was that fun?
Yeah.
How about that Biff, huh? That guy would have made a phenomenal wrestler. I mean, I could absolutely see Biff as a major, sort of like a Brock Lesnar type.
What? No, he would be kind of like one of those that are just of super, that are just like a big, like jerk in wrestling kind.
Big, yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking because of the size, you know.
No, but. Like someone sort of like You know what? I use AJ.
Oh, okay.
AJ, except just like more bigger.
With a little more size. I like that analogy. Yeah, I could see him like an AJ Styles type. Okay, good call, good call, good call. All right, so we got that one down. Now listen to me, my little friend. We got some serious matches on the way. And I think it's time we do some. I think it's time we do Drew McIntyre, your WWE champion, versus the Monday Night Messiah, Seth Rollins. Stanley Mack, who do you like?
McIntyre, only because I don't think we're going to be having, like, while the quarantine thing's happening, I don't think we're going to be having too much new champions. Since that's kind
interesting
of
interesting because like, of the quarantine, huh?
Like they can have some, right?
Yeah, but no, I like it. I like your.
Drew McIntyre walks out, still your champion.
All right, look at this. Look at this guy. That's a very interesting analysis right there, and I think I'm into it. So you're thinking Drew McIntyre comes out as champ? Yeah, I do too. I'm actually expecting Drew McIntyre to be champion for a while. I actually think we could be seeing a little bit of a, you know, WrestleMania to WrestleMania thing with Drew. I'm thinking he's going to have a nice long reign. That's just me, but, you know, he's doing good work on TV.
Are they going to turn him heel?
If once this is all over, you know, and hopefully it will be over at some point, and there are people in the fans get back into the arena, I think if the fans turn him heel, you know how fans get, you know, sometimes it's like, they're really, really into a person in 6 months. Then they get sick of them. They start booing them. That's when you turn.
You know what I believe, though? You know what I believe could have been the start of this? They should have had Bray versus Cena main event.
Yeah, that would have been good. Yeah. But no, I think people are going to, you know, it's difficult to tell whether the WWE universe, you know, how into Drew McIntyre they are. I think they are. The guy can flat out work in the ring. You know this. I mean,
I don't know why anyone would be disappointed on anything he has done in the WWE.
And maybe they're not, you know? It's difficult, like I'm saying, it's difficult to judge because we can't tell how the fans are thinking since we don't see them on TV.
In order to do it, you'll need to really work in, like, in Twitter and stuff, right?
That's true. I guess you could go to Twitter. Good call.
But if you don't do really any of that stuff, it's kind of going to be no way to see you, right?
To judge, absolutely.
A lot of people are saying.
So, again, another agreement between the Dave man and the Stan man. I mean, this is nuts. I don't think we've ever agreed this much on anything. But I have to agree with you. Drew McIntyre is going to win this one because, again, you know, expect Drew McIntyre to be champion for a long, long time. Let's go to the Universal Championship match, my little friend. Let's go to your surprising Universal Champion Braun Strowman versus Bray Wyatt. And I'm not saying it's surprising that Braun Strowman is champion because of the size or this or that, but it still felt weird, you know, just out of the blue, Goldberg versus Roman Reigns. They kept building for it. And then it just felt like, you know, boom, out of the blue. Oh, Roman can't do it. Here's Braun, and then Braun wins. And it still doesn't he doesn't feel 100% like the Universal Champion yet, to me.
Well, Daddy, you know what we were saying? Strowman needs something.
They had it. The WWE, I hate to be negative, but let's just say it like it is. We've had too many examples where someone's really, really hot and they don't capitalize on it. And 3 years ago, or two, I think it was either 2017 or 2018 when Braun Strowman was real hot and they put him in a match against Brock Lesnar and Brock Lesnar beat him, you know, for the championship. And honestly, Strowman has never been the same. People think wins and losses don't matter in wrestling. I would just look at that because ever since then, Strowman to me has just been,
Daddy? In 2017, you know who Strowman fought? Roman Reigns. But you know what they got him?
What?
They fought like three times, and Wayne and Strowman was 0-3.
See?
That's the problem.
That's the problem. But then they had people, and again, you could say the same thing with Rusev. And honestly, you could say the same thing. I'm hoping that, I mean, I'm not hoping that Tucker's hurt, but if Tucker is injured, that would make sense. But now you don't even see Tucker and Otis together anymore. Like, to me, it feels like they're totally shifting Otis into being a singles guy. And it's like, what? You had the fans rooting for Heavy Machinery. We don't understand. You know, capitalize on that. Make them your champs.
But, you know what I think Vince is thinking? He's thinking that, like, because these are, since the fans love him, he's like, I think we should make him now a singles competitor.
Yeah, but you don't have to rush it. You don't have to rush it.
I agree. I don't think you don't have to rush it.
All right, so who do you like, Strowman or Bray Wyatt? Let's go. Give me something here.
You know what? I'm rooting for the Fiend, but I'm going Strowman. So my official prediction is Strowman.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to do a visual thing just for you, for no one at home, just for you. But my prediction is as follows. And yes, for the people at home wondering why my voice sounds differently, it's because I'm speaking through a Fiend mask now to my wonderful 10-year-old. And by the way, you're going to be 11 in 8 days. Can you imagine that? You at 11 years old? Mackerel. Where did the time go? You're going to have to get a job soon, okay? You're 11, okay? It's time to get a job. I want you to start mowing lawns, doing dishes, being a waiter. I'd like you to also get into some plumbing work, maybe an electrician. Yes, electricians make some good cash. Then be a doctor, and then become a lawyer, and then lastly run for president of the United States.
Would that be the most – would I
You can do all those things. Look, all these shows on NBC say that you can do whatever you want as long as
you so I'm basically just going to get like every job.
Yeah. I want you to get every job and split the money with me because I've been carrying you for nearly 11 years now. And I would like you to split the money. And it's going to be, look, you're going to contact my lawyer. And my lawyer is going to have you sign some paperwork. It's going to be a nice, fair deal. I'm only getting 92% of the money.
Can you say your lawyer's name?
My lawyer's name?
Yeah.
Yes, his name is Fakey McFictional. And he is he's one of the most renowned imaginary lawyers at the Jersey Shore. Okay, so when you contact Fakey McFictional, my lawyer, you know, just make sure you sign all the paperwork because I am going to get 96% of the money. Don't worry, that leaves 4% for you. So you should do just fine with that, okay? You're a kid. I need the money. I got bills, all right? Now listen, so you're going Strowman, I'm going Bray. Okay, I like it. Listen, shall we do some Money in the Bank matches? No, that's it. That's all we got left, the men's and women's.
No, let's just do women's and then men's.
That's what I meant. I said, okay. Money in the Bank ladders match for a women's championship contract. Okay. Here are your participants, Mac. 6 women and 6 men. Remember, they'll all be going at the same time. Separate matches, of course. Women fight the women, men fight the men. Asuka, Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, Carmella. Let's give that to you again. So the women's Money in the Bank ladder match is Asuka versus Shayna Baszler versus Nia Jax versus Dana Brooke versus Lacey Evans versus Carmella.
This is tough.
It's a tough one. What do you think?
Because I'm hoping Shayna. I'm rooting for Shayna, but you know what? I'm nervous that they're going to give it to Asuka, even though she's in a World Yard Tag Team.
Yeah, I know. I know. As soon as Asuka got popular with her tag team, they put her as a single again, and everyone was like, "Huh? We're not. Why? What happened?" Well, who are you going with? Come on, you gotta give me somebody.
You know what? I'm going Shayna, actually.
You are gonna go with Shayna Baszler. Okay. Stanley Mack going with Shayna Baszler. Mako. You know what? For a second, I was actually gonna give us the upset city shock of all time and say it was gonna be Dana Brooke. For a second. Now that I think about it, Nia Jax just came back. And Nia Jax just came back as a heel. I always feel like Money in the Bank briefcases are better with a heel. I'll go Nia Jax.
Yeah, but I mean, because you know what? Because I feel like Vince is going to try to make Shayna this unstoppable.
No, it's a good call. It's that's a hard one to predict. I don't know. You can almost go with anybody.
Could they? Could they go? Do you think that they might go the Asuka out?
Yeah, I think they could. But I also think, you know, I could see a Lacey Evans. I don't see Carmella since she won Money in the Bank before. So I don't see Carmella.
The only two-time woman, technically.
That's true. Good call.
But
let's be honest, Dana Brooke, I mean, one of these days it'd be nice to get Dana Brooke something, but.
She seems nice.
She does, and you know what? She's always there. She's dependable. So give her credit.
Yeah, and also Heath Slater eventually got some sort of thing.
That's right. Heath Slater got a tag team championship. So good call. All right, Stanley Mack, you're on it today. Finally, funny.
Number one U.S. champ now.
Oh, but I mean, he definitely got that tag team championship with Rhino. Money in the Bank ladder match for the men's world championship contract. This one's going to be tough, Stan. Very tough. Here we go. Daniel Bryan versus Rey Mysterio versus Aleister Black versus King Corbin versus Otis versus AJ Styles.
You know what? I'm going with the King Corbin.
Whoa! Now remember the first time because he's won Money in the Bank before, but he's one of the very few people who did not cash it in and win a championship.
Yeah, but I believe. Imagine, you know what would be funny? If he became two-time Money in the Bank winner but couldn't become WWE champion.
That would actually be really funny. And they should maybe consider doing that. It would fit his character perfectly. You know, Mako, Monday Night Raw, AJ Styles came out for the first time since he was buried by The Undertaker at WrestleMania. So for the first time since then, he came out and did a very funny promo to me where he said, well, hold on. Yeah, fine. I was buried by The Undertaker. He said, but did you see him pin my shoulders? He just buried me in a hole. So that means I never lost. So he's saying that, you know what? Even though he was buried by The Undertaker, he never technically lost because he was never pinned. And that made me... That was so funny to me. I said to myself, you know what? You got to give him the Money in the Bank. Because who would do a great job with that briefcase? A nice weaselly, you know, a jerky type of guy. AJ would be great with that briefcase. Also, Money in the Bank case.
Yeah, though. I feel like King Corbin would do nice too, right?
No, you're right. And that would be a great idea too. That would be a hysterical idea to have Corbin win, cash it in, you know, but I mean, you know, put it in there but not become champion again. You know, be to be 0-2 would be perfect. But there's also that part of me that wants to see AJ Styles with that with that Money in the Bank case, because you know you can't get enough of AJ Styles running in there, you know.
Yeah, and what about this? The first event, have AJ win it? First event with fans again. The champion has a match, comes in, casts in successfully. First match that the fans are back, though.
That would be awesome.
You would be. That would be great. And then
that would be. I would be totally into that.
AJ new champ.
That would be great.
And then give him the reign for a while, right?
I'm okay with that. Holy cow, we did it. That's it. We did all the matches. You want to do an impression or two before we get the heck out of here?
No.
No. You can't do a Piper for me? The thing about it, AJ and Adonis. Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, I have one.
Okay, you got some?
Oh, The Undertaker. Oh, there's your brother.
Paul Bearer was dead on. I thought Paul Bearer had come back to life and was right in front of me. Unbelievable impression. One of the great Paul Bearer impressions, if not the greatest that I've ever heard in my entire life.
And you know,
I know you have peanut butter for a brain, but that was a heck of a Paul Bearer impression.
Undertaker King, they actually look really like it. They look to me more like each other than actually Matt and Jeff.
Yeah, you're right. Well, they're almost the exact same size. That's what was weird. By the way, after Money in the Bank, now this might be a little bit past your bedtime, quite frankly, but tomorrow it'll be available on the WWE Network, is part one of the Undertaker documentary called The Last Ride. I'm hearing it's very, very good. So that might be something to put on your radar, if not tonight. Tomorrow, Undertaker, The Last Ride, Part 1 will be available on the WWE Network. How about that?
That sounds good.
That's going to be good. All right, listen. We could sit here and chat all day, but we got stuff to do. You have to go to work. You have to go to work as a custodian.
Mayor? No, do I have to go mayor?
You're a mayor. I need you to also be a bus driver, a veterinarian, a grocery store clerk, and a bank robber.
He's a bank robber.
I could use, a few million bucks at this point, okay? I don't know how the quarantine, whatever. That's for a different it's a different show entirely. Listen to me. Excellent episode. I will see you later, and I want you to enjoy Money in the Bank. And why don't you say one final thing to all the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling fans out there?
Hi.
Well, wouldn't it be bye?
Bye.
For Stanley Mack, my name is Davey Mack. You've been listening to the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show. Enjoy Money in the Bank tonight, baby. Have a good time. We'll talk to you later.